This morning's scripture reading is taken from Psalm 127, verses 1 to 5. If you have a Bible apps with you, you may want to turn to Psalm 127, verses 1 to 5. Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for he grants sleep to those he loves. Verse 3, children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are children born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their opponents in court. This morning, we're very glad to have Brother David Leong with us, and he'll be bringing us a message entitled, Strong Families Make Strong Churches. Brother David, please.
Thank you, Brother Casey, and the worship team, especially the young men, and young men that is up there. And once again, a very blessed, well, maybe belated, but we got 12 days of Christmas, right? And your church sanctuary is still decorated with all the Christmas decorations and lightings. So, blessed Christmas and coming soon, a happy new year. And all the boys and girls, wasn't that wonderful that you heard? I mean, including the bigger ones. I think Jenny must have spent a lot of time preparing and doing that. Come on, give her a big round of applause, yes. I also want to learn from you how you did it, okay? Yes, so we need to be thankful and grateful for all the blessings that God has given to us, including our families. As what Pastor John has prayed or encouraged us this morning earlier, that this is a spiritual family at Grace SCC. And we need to treasure at least this year, 5 times where you are gathered. And I'm tremendously honored and privileged and joyful that in this year, if you have kept count, because I would count my blessings, name them one by one, the older ones will know that hymn. And God has surprised me because this year alone, I include today, I've preached, guess how many times in your church? I see some fingers up. All right, boys and girls especially, this is my 3rd time preaching at Grace Church. And not many churches would have invited the same speaker for 3 times in that same year. So I'm very, very thankful, especially to Pastor John for having the faith in me and that encouragement to get me to preach at 3 of your services. And finally, the last one of the year, some more. So I need to do a good job, although this is a ministry of God's Word. And I also want to thank Pastor John and Sister Jenny and the team for actually printing out this little, we call it table mat. You can use it to put on your dining table when you have your lunch afterwards. And if you have not finished it, boys and girls, include the older ones, if you want to have a copy of this. It says, hello children, and we're all children of God, but in particular those below 12 years old, if you've got a pen or a pencil or a crayon or whatever marker that you've been given, or if you need one, raise your hand. I think the ushers or Sister Jenny will come to you. And you can follow along. But besides the message, actually, it also says, my favorite song from today's worship is, maybe none but Jesus, or thank you, Jesus, or thank you for the thank you, Jesus, for the blood applied. If you're familiar with those songs. And then the sermon topic is strong families make strong churches. Let's say together 1, 2, 3. Strong families make strong churches. And because I do a lot of children's ministry work and families work, so I normally would encourage you to remember the title or the points through some actions. So how do you do strong? Just an expression. Yes, you see, I did it straight away. Strong. Some of you only one arm. Like the last time, those my generation, Wang Yi, one arm swordsman, Tu Pi Tao Wang, but then he's passed on already. But so let's do both. Say strong, say it together. Now family, this is the letter F in sign language. And for those of you who are on screen, I hope you can also see the three fingers up here and the index fingers on top of your thumb, all right, boys and girls. And then the other F here, both hands, and you join together here and you do a circle because a family is not complete if it's not united as one. We don't do the plural form, just singular. Strong, strong families. Now make, you pounce twice. Strong. Now I'm going to use my left hand, which is your right hand because I'm your mirror image. You put the other fist here, and then church is just the letter C. Churches. Churches. It's actually just singular, but we just do twice. Here we go. One, two, go. Strong families make strong churches. I'm only hearing myself. So could you now say to the person next to you or behind you? Ready? And do. One, two, go. Strong families make strong churches. Well done. Give ourselves a big round of applause. And so boys and girls, especially as I go along, there are four letters, the R-E-S-T. That's not for you to now rest and sleep in the service, but for you to fill in the blanks. And then there's a prayer at the end, which you can write either before you go off or even after you've gone off. And then for the parents, a strong reminder, in fact for the whole church, in Psalm 127, which is from the Old Testament, the various verses that talk about who the Lord is and especially about how He has blessed us with children. And then at the back there is for those who are younger, well, or those who feel that you're younger and you've finished listening to Uncle David here, you can start to draw or trace, I beg your pardon, it's the other way around, trace how you can actually lead others to know and trust Jesus. Maybe this is something that you can do in the following year. Some of you children will be going from kindergarten to primary one or primary six to sec one, like Zareth, right? Yep, and others. So please thank, is it Sister Jenny, right, for printing this out? Yes, give her a big clap again. Clap, 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 clap. Remember, you need to be grateful, especially for full colored stuff. So now, where did I get this topic? Actually, it is from Dr. Tim Kamel, who has started this organization known as Connecting Church and Home. And actually, he has said this. Strong families, or rather strong churches, don't make strong families. All of us used to think that too. Oh, if we have a strong church, we build a strong church, then the families will be strong. Well, he argues that it is the other way around. Strong churches don't make strong families. Rather, strong families make strong churches because churches consist of families. If there are no families, whether you're single, widowed, or what, you belong to a family. You are still a son and a daughter, or a mom or a dad, or grandfather or grandpa, grandpa or grandma. You are still in a family. And the church consists of, makes up of, families. Therefore, if the families are weak, the church will be weak. And if the churches are weak, because the families in those churches are weak, then the society or the societies that they represent would also be weak. Therefore, strong families make strong churches, and it's not just for us to be strong as a church, but because a church is to be a strong witness for Jesus and to bring the good news of Jesus Christ to the ends of the earth. So when we are strong families that make strong churches, we will help to make strong societies. And of course, don't we all want strong families? The answer is, only Pastor John says yes. Excuse me, silence means consent. If you don't say it, I take it that you agree. Because if you don't agree, you say no. I didn't hear any no. No more chance for you. So what is a strong family? Well, I want to suggest to you this. A strong family is one which makes or places Jesus at the center, sorry for the American nice spelling, but that's the Google picture, C-N-T-R-E for those Singapore children and young people. Jesus at the center of my family. Some of you will know the song, Jesus be the center of it all. And then there's one verse that says, Jesus be the center of my church. And of course, including my families, with my family. So, boys and girls, just now as Uncle or Brother Casey read the scripture text from Psalm 127, verses 1 to 5, did you count or did you realize how many times the word Lord, L-O-R-D, or the personal pronoun that refers to the Lord, that is him or he, how many times did it appear? There's a clue there in your playmat. No, placemat, not playmat. Please don't play with it in full paper aeroplanes. It's too thick. It's at the side there, the Old Testament reading. If you quickly scan through and do a quick speed reading, you'll find that the number of times the words Lord or him or her was mentioned, or were mentioned how many times? Anybody? Or those of you using Google Bible, or I mean the digital Bible. Yes? Anyone? Yes? That boy next to Auntie Jenny? Three. Okay, three for L-O-R-D. What about the personal pronoun that refers to the Lord? There is him or he. Three is half correct. So we give him half a clap. Ready to go. That's half. It's a full clap. Right, well done for that. Let me point it out to you. Six times. Oh, so to say it's half. Six, because if you read it again, and I've boxed the words Lord and he and him, you'll find that there are six times that this psalm in five verses mentioned six times. The Lord, the Lord, the Lord, he, him. So this Lord, which is spelled with capital L-O-R-D, in the Hebrew would refer to the Hebrew word that has got no vowel, that's just Y-H-W-H, you cannot even pronounce it, but because we need to have it pronounced, so they added the letter at the A, so it's Yahweh. And for the Jews or the Hebrews, they were not there to say the word because it's too holy a name. So they will just say Jehovah, or they will just say I am, because it's the name God gave to Moses when God sent him out to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt. When Moses asked, who shall I say shall I be? And God said, I am who I am. That's Yahweh. And it means the self-existent. That means existed from eternity to eternity. He is the Lord, he's the absolute ruler. Just now we have one word, sovereign Lord. That means the one who is in control. He is the one who is the ruler of the entire universe. That's Yahweh. Now friends, besides the fact that the Lord is mentioned three times in L-O-R-D, Yahweh and the him and the her, three other times, there are also a few other references or titles given to the Lord. Boys and girls, have you scanned through the verses at the side of your placemat or table mat and find out what other words that were used to describe or refer to this Lord who should be the center of our families and therefore our churches? In verse 1, the first part is, unless the Lord builds a house, those who build it labor in vain. So he is the house builder. And then he's also not just the builder of the house, but he's also the watchman over the city. Over Singapore, God has been so faithful to us as a nation, looking after our city to make it to what it has become. And next year, we're going to celebrate SG 60. 60 years of nation building. And there's much for us to look forward to by God's grace. Then, not only does he build the house or our houses, watch over our cities, he also provides, I love this. I think many of us at the end of 2024, yeah, it's been a very tiring year, right? Oh, you did feel tired? Well, maybe not you, but I had 5 privileges, opportunities by God's grace to speak at children's camps, 5, during November, December. And so when I shared this with one church, which is quite nearby here, yesterday at the evening service, the pastor shook his head. And then after that, when I came down, he said, I'm shocked. He's shocked that I was able to do 5 children's programs. That's besides the Christmas Sunday and Christmas Day. But that's all of God's blessings that I count it with great joy, even though, who says I'm not tired? But do I look like I'm tired? Looks are deceiving. And so, this is what I really like. Not that the rest I don't like. He is also referred to the sleep or rest provider. Anyone sleeping now? Anyone needs the rest? Well, don't rest yet. You can rest at home after the service. And so here it says, in vain do you get up early and put off going to bed, working hard to earn a living. Now, boys and girls, your parents, maybe some of your grandparents are still working. They're working very hard to earn a living so that you can have a good education, you can have a good life, and also you can have a good holiday. Maybe you already went, and some of you are maybe still away. He provides his beloved, those whom he loves, those whom he sent Jesus to die on the cross for, those whom he was risen from the dead for, and those whom he is praying for you right now for. Even when they sleep. Now, I don't know whether you have difficulty sleeping. I had. I used to have what we call, boys and girls, listen carefully, severe, that means very, very serious, sleep apnea. That means to say, I not only snore very loud, like some musical instrument, maybe like a trombone. All right, Zareth, maybe you want to learn how to play, blow the trombone. Not the trumpet, but the trombone is a and then I stop snoring, which means to say I stop breathing. And so to cut the long story short, when I finally went to see the ENT, the ear, nose, throat specialist, he put me to sleep one night. He sent me to the hospital to sleep one night. And they taped me up and poked my nose, put everything, and tested how long and how many times and how long each time I stopped breathing in that one night. It was tough sleeping. That's the only time in my life that I really had difficulty sleeping. But I thank God I slept for at least about 5 to 6 hours because they needed that time or the duration to do a proper testing. And guess how long, boys and girls? The longest time, that one night of 5-6 hours that I managed to sleep, how long did I stop breathing in the whole night? There was one time that was the longest. Guess. You, if you're a swimmer, you go down and hold your breath. How long do you think you can last without coming up to gasp for air? Any guesses? All right, I'll not keep you in suspense. I stopped breathing the longest time that night, slightly more than 1 minute. You try now. Don't try now. Sorry, I beg you. You can try later or in the swimming pool. And because there were other times that I actually stopped breathing, so in total, the result was very bad. Normal people, the reading would be about 5.0. Mine was 3 times higher, 15 point something. So that's why the specialist doctor says, Mr. Leong, serious business. I say, so what's your suggestion? I say, either you cut your throat, cut my throat, that means go for some surgery, or do some other surgery around your nose. But he said, well, yours I think is so severe, I suggest you use the machine. So besides sleeping with my wife, I'm sleeping with a machine, a breathing machine that looks like, terrorists. So there was one time I went through some customs immigration and they stopped my little bag that looks like a camera bag. And I said, 这是什么? So you understand which country it is. But I won't tell you the name because it's missions sensitive. I said, 这是我的呼吸器。 My breathing machine. 你要看吗? Then they say, ah, 不用了。 No need. Because I think they'll be shocked too if I wear it. I will really look like a terrorist. But see, I thank God that because of that diagnosis and that purchase, that machine was not cheap, although it's out of production now, I beg your pardon, God provided the money to buy the machine, which cost $4,000, then $5,000 Sing. That was about 13 years ago. And now I don't need the 8 hours of sleep that everybody says you need to have. I only need about 4.5-5 hours. And I'm well rested. That means enough oxygen goes to my brain. Because you see, boys and girls, if you stop breathing, not enough oxygen goes to your brain, and your brain in the long run will get brain damage. And one of the signs of that is that I've started to forget names, which I'm very good at, actually. I run camps with children and in our church, and I remember almost everybody's names within 3 days. And so I started to forget names, and that's scary for a preacher like me. And so I thank God that I'm now okay. I still sleep with the machine. Yep. And it's been 13 years or so, and it's not spoiled ever, except I need to change the nozzles and the tubings. And so I don't know about you, friends, boys and girls. If you have difficulty sleeping, don't count sheep. Talk to the shepherd. Talk to Jesus. Talk to the shepherd. Because he has promised to give you whom he loves so much, even though you may not have done very well in terms of your relationship with God. You don't love him as much as you should have. You didn't obey him as much as you should have. But he forgives. He's a faithful God. He's a Lamb of God who has taken away the sins of the whole world. He promises, he provides. That means present continuous tense. Not he provided. He provides his beloved rest, even when they sleep. I'm not sure if the young people here or the church has sung this song, Waymaker, and the bridge. Can you actually say it together? Wait, let me just, okay, let me backtrack first, because, oh yeah, no, here, that's correct, yes. So this translation actually says, can you all read it? I know it's a bit faint there. Can you all read it? 1, 2, go. Without the help of the Lord, it is useless to build a home or guard a city. It is useless to get up early and stay up late in order to earn a living. God takes care of his own, even when they sleep, or while they sleep. And even if you have got difficulty sleeping, and then you're not sure whether God is working, well, the song Waymaker in the bridge says, even when I don't see it, he's working. Even when I don't feel it, he's working. He never stops. He never stops working. He never stops working. That's our God. That's why we can be still. We can relax. We can let go. That's what the Hebrew actually meant. Be still, not just don't move, but let go. Rest in the Lord, because he is God. So far, okay? Please say yes. Right. And so if we place Jesus or Yahweh as the center of our families, that's the very fundamental, foundational, primary thing that will help us build strong families and therefore strong churches. But besides that, now coming to, boys and girls, we've been waiting for the REST, right? What do you think the R or E or S or T can stand for in terms of what we need to be equipped with, we need to be learning to do as a family, as a church? Anybody? R? Rely, everybody says rely. Rely means depend on not just our human wisdom. God has given us intellect, intelligence, AI even. We can do a lot of things with AI. But on God's wisdom, Proverbs 3, 5 to 6, actually the first part of it tells us, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean or do not depend on your own understanding. Because our understanding can be limited, or is limited, and sometimes can be wrong. But rather, in all our ways, acknowledge Him, who He is, Yahweh, the absolute ruler, I beg your pardon, and He will make your paths straight. Although sometimes our journey's pathways may not be straight, but a better translation of this word straight will be, He will make your paths smooth. That means He will smoothen the rough edges. So if in this year, 2024, you have had rough patches, you've gone through difficult times, you know, all the ups and turns in your life's journey, rejoice, brothers and sisters, that you are still alive, that you are still here, and that you are still maybe watching online. And then Proverbs 3, 7, actually reading on. Now I would like the children, can you please read this? Ready? Children, below 12. 1, 2, go. Alright, very good. Give them a big clap, come on, yes. Be not wise in your own eyes. You know, our eyes can play tricks on us. And also depends on what we are watching. Sometimes we watch too much YouTube or Disney Plus or Disney World or whatever you, TikTok, whatever you. And we see a lot of fake news. We hear a lot of bad news. And so here, the writer of Proverbs says, fear the Lord and depart from evil. That means don't do what is wrong, what displeases God. You see, to fear the Lord is to hate evil. I know it's the beginning of wisdom, but then how does wisdom come about? It is when we hate evil, when we don't like what is wrong. So if this last year you have been doing some things that is not so right, please repent, please say sorry to God, and then make it your resolution, is you'll make it your goal that next year you will hate evil. That means you will not like to be doing anything that is not right. And what that can include is, you can be proud. Especially if you're going to a very good school, you have done very well in your results. Now, of course, you can pat yourself and say, yes, well done. Your parents or grandparents will say, well done, son, grandson, granddaughter, or nephew or niece. But it's to say, still give thanks to God for helping you. So pride is that you place yourself better than anybody else, including better than God. And arrogance, yeah, which is, not only that you are proud within you, you show it. You have your nose as you were in your air. You walk around, like nobody is better than me. Evil behavior? What is not right that you should not be doing? And perverse speech. The boys and girls, perverse speech means the wrong type of words that come out of your mouth. Besides vulgarity, is that you don't encourage people, you discourage people with what you say. You can, for example, say, why are you so stupid? That's actually bad English. Or, I don't like you. Not that is really, you know, what's wrong? I don't like that person. Well, so I'm very honest, I don't like the person. But when you're saying it, what comes from your heart is that you might as well disappear on the face of the earth because I don't like you. That means you want the person to be killed. And so, my friends, whether it's in your family, your neighborhood, your workplace, your school, although you have probably, maybe some of you missed school already, but you're going back in a few days' time. And you could be seeing some people that maybe you, whom you don't quite like previously. When you see them, what would you say to them? Would you say, huh, you're still alive? I thought you were dead. Or I wish you were dead. Those are perverse speech. Those are not kind words that we should say. All right, so what's the first thing we need to be equipped or to learn to do to make our strong families? R means rely on what wisdom? God's wisdom. That's right. Number two, E for exalt or praise or give glory to God's name together. Just now I gave you God's name. What's God's name? Say it. Or Jesus. Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, the one who saves. We just celebrated his birthday. Well, Psalm 33 verse 4 actually has this word, oh, magnify. Everybody says the word magnify. Now, this side is a bit magnified. This side is not so magnified. Because maybe they're the young church writing the word exalt. Well done. Magnify means to make bigger. Some of us treat God as if he's so small. Oh God, I don't think you can help me in this. If that was how you felt in 2024, let's change that attitude and say, God, your word says, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. And so maybe in your cell group, in your discussion group, you need to encourage, how can we exalt God's name together? I'm so glad to hear that you're going to have a Zoom webinar or on building family altars or building family worship. So please sign up, because that's one way you can be together as a family to be stronger, and then the church will be strong. Now, what about the names of God besides Yahweh, besides Jesus? Actually, if you look at this next slide, you got so many boys and girls. Some of you may not even know how to pronounce that. Please ask your mommy or daddy. Just write down one of those words that you don't know about. You see at the top there, on top of your rest, there's one bubble or cloud bubble. I heard these words, but I don't understand. I'll ask dad or mom to explain me later. Now, if your mom and dad says, I also don't know, then you can ask Mr. Google. If Mr. Google also doesn't know, ask your pastor, Pastor John, okay? So you got Christos, huh? What's Christos? I only know Mentos, for the boys and girls. Rohi, I only know Roti. What's Rohi? Emmanuel, oh, maybe you heard that Emmanuel during Christmas message. Adonai, and then you got Abba, okay, Abba, yes, Abba Father, yes, baby, daddy God. Elohim, huh? Who is this him? Then of course, YHWH, you already know, is Yahweh. Yeshua, yes. Hebrew version of Joshua or Jesus. El Shaddai. In fact, just before the service, that song was played. El Shaddai, El Kapkana, Adonai. If you don't know the song, you're not of my generation. Oh, you did become a Christian during my time. All right, then Messiah. Mm-hmm. Yes, what is Messiah? What is Nisi, huh? I only know Nissin, you know, cup noodles. But this Nisi, don't have the end. Shalom. Ah, maybe it's Shalom. Maybe some of you, your friends are called Shalom. Sabaoth. Jireh or Jireh or Yireh. Alpha and Omega. Okay, maybe, yes. Logos. Ah. So which one, boys and girls? Friends? Go and check it out. Ask someone the names of God, because it says magnify the name of our God and exalt him together. So don't just only focus on one, maybe. Yeah, there's in fact a song may suggest to the worship team, maybe you already know that, all the Jehovah names of God. That's this very wonderful song that we can all worship God together. All right, so that's exalt his name. What, by yourself? Together, thank you. You can do it yourself too, but because we're talking about families, so together. Whether you're single or not, in this family, you can exalt together. Next one, S, quickly. Say the word submit. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ in Ephesians 5:21. The word to submit means, boys and girls, is to willingly place oneself under that person to not scold him, but to serve him or her. And here is to one another. So it's not just children submit to your parents, not just wives submit to your husbands, not just slaves submit to your masters. But it starts with verse 21, because it is part of being filled with the Holy Spirit of God, being controlled by the Spirit of God and not by own intellect or own intelligence or own emotions. Because submitting to one another is one of the five things or actions that a Christian or someone who is what we call a spirit-filled Christian should be doing. So speaking to one another, some of us don't speak to one another because we don't like each other. Even in the family, we give each other the silent treatment. Singing hymns, or rather psalms, or hymns or songs. Making music, like Zareth on the drums. Anyone else? All right, because I asked him what other instrument he plays. Then he said, ukulele. I thought ukulele is only for senior citizens. Because there's a ukulele play group in my church. They're all senior citizens. No offense, all right? Please continue until you're a senior citizen. Yes, and then you have got giving thanks. I believe you are, you have, and you will continue to give thanks because like Auntie Jenny already shared with all the children, all of us, 1 Thessalonians 5, what is the verse? 16, 17 or 18? Huh? Auntie Jenny keep quiet. 18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will in Christ Jesus for you. Well, so submit to one another, that means place yourself under somebody to serve that person. So ask yourself in 2025, who can I submit myself to? Who can I serve? Children, you can serve your parents. Parents, you can serve your children. Singles can serve the seniors. The adults can serve the children. In many churches that I go to, there's always a cry for more Sunday school teachers. Because the Sunday school teachers actually don't get to rest much. Except for some churches decided in June school holidays, 2 weeks, no Sunday school. December, 2 weeks, no Sunday school. I don't know about your church. Some churches on the fifth Sunday also no Sunday school because they have combined family worship. So they do get to time to rest, but not all the time. And so I've been asked, how do we encourage more people to be involved in Sunday school children ministry? Well, that was another topic for another time. But at the end of the day, friends, brothers, sisters in Christ, boys and girls, last one, T, everybody says, trust in the Lord wholeheartedly, say, trust in the Lord wholeheartedly, not half-heartedly, not quarter-heartedly, not no-heartedly. It requires our whole heart, our whole being. Because that's the greatest commandment. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And especially when you are afraid. I don't know about you, whether in 2024 you were afraid, or when you have some fears, whatever your fears may be. Well, Proverbs 3:5, we already looked at it. Now we look at Psalm 56, verse 3. All right, this side on my right, you will say, when I am afraid. And God does not dismiss the fact that there will be times that we are afraid. Jesus also said that to his disciples. In this world, you will have trouble. You will have tribulations, challenges, difficulties, pestilences, disasters, etc., etc. But do not be afraid. Be of good courage. Be of good cheer in the King James Version. Why? I have overcome the world. Jesus has overcome the world. So when you say, when I'm afraid, this side of my life, you declare, I will put my trust in you. Ready? One, two, go. When I am afraid, I will put my trust in you. Now reverse that. When I am afraid, I will put my trust in you. That's what the psalmist says in Psalm 56, verse 3. So what are some of your biggest fear in 2024? Or maybe stepping into 2025? Because fear is something that is unknown. You don't know yet, but you're somehow afraid of it. Boys and girls, would you write down one of your biggest fears? Because however big your fear is, let me just say this before I show you some fears. Learn to say this. Do not tell God how big your fear is, but tell your fear how big your God is. I repeat that. Do not tell your God how big your fear is, but tell your fear how big your God is. Do I hear amen? That means you agree. Good. Here we go. Fear of failure. Number two, fear of rejection. Because people don't like you. Worse still, fear of abandonment. That means not only they reject you, but they leave you alone. They don't care about you. Have you ever had that fear or feeling? Loss of control. I don't know what to do. Criticism. Now, I know some of you say, oh, but there's always positive criticism. But here, it will refer more to the negative ones. People just say bad things about you, not only behind your back, right in your face. They criticize you for the effort that you tried to put in and it didn't quite work out. And so it's connected with failure. By the way, boys and girls, if you spell fail, F-A-I-L, it can stand for first attempt in learning. And so you may not pass at your first attempt. It's okay. It's okay to fail. Because in Chinese, some of you know, 失败是成功之母. Failure is the mother of success. And so, how many of us have never failed before? At some point in our lives, we have. I failed my mathematics when I was in secondary school. I used to be the top three students in my primary school, by the way. But that school is already no more in existence, but I'm still existing. But I failed my maths. I couldn't do additional mathematics. I couldn't even do the elementary mathematics. It was so elementary that I couldn't even fail. The reasons I won't get into it, but finally I thank God that with the help of a good classmate, I managed to get a credit, a very low credit, for my elementary mathematics, but I still couldn't add maths. You didn't get that joke. Or that intended joke. I still didn't know how to add maths. I still failed my additional mathematics. If you don't know what that is, you can ask your papa, mama, or your uncle, auntie. And so, even when I was in serving national service during my basic military training, you know my height, I'm only so tall, others are taller. And so during a rainy day, and then the next morning, we're going to do our exercises with all the army, you know, gear, and we're going to jump up to the monkey bar and help ourselves look like monkeys, swing here, swing there. You can ask your papa or mama or your uncle or koko, what is a monkey bar? So most of the time, if it's normal, dry day, I could run, and then jump, and then catch the first bar, and then just swing across. But that particular morning, I just could not because the night before that it rained. And so the ground was soggy, muddy. And with all the army boots, I ran. I fell down. I didn't fall on the ground, but I missed it. And then I was still a recruit. Recruit Leong, do again. So I went back, run. Boom. I think I tried at least 3-4 times. I still could not catch that bar, the first bar. You know, I was being criticized by this corporal. Recruit Leong, what's wrong with you today? Other days you can do it, what? But today you cannot, huh? Wow, I felt so lousy. And then thank God, by this corporal asked the person behind me, okay, you help Leong. So he was at my side, so I ran there, he catch hold of my back and then pushed me up. And phew, I managed to do it. In ministry, yes, I also have been criticized before. How come I didn't do this? You should have done that, and you should not have done this. I get criticized. But I thank God that He has been faithful, as we have sung. And whatever the fears may be, when I had to leave Scripture Union after 23 years of active service, God didn't say where I should be going, but He just said, take risks. Step out in faith. Whoa. But go where? Don't know. I'll tell you later. Okay? Obedience. And so, don't tell your what? God, how big your fear is, but what happened? Sorry, I know I should end already. But I'm still on the biggest fear. Yeah, I'm finishing with it, yes. So, let me backtrack to this, huh? Yes. So don't tell your God how big your fear is, but tell your fear how big your God is. So let's all say the four words with the letters R-E-S-T so that the boys and girls, if they've been copying, and I think they have been, writing down very well. So let's say together, how can we build strong families? One, two, go. Rely or depend more on God's wisdom than on human understanding. Exalt God's name together. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Trust in the Lord wholeheartedly, and especially when you are afraid. And so with that, let me just encourage us to rededicate, to commit afresh ourselves to Jesus and have Him to be the Lord or center of our families, so that we can rest in His promises and gain strength to make our family strong or stronger, so that our church, Grace SCC Church, and other churches, through your encouragement, will be strong or stronger to overcome all our fears, whatever come what may in 2025. Any worries that we may have even right now, worries for your children, your grandchildren, your spouses, your church members, and challenges as a church, as a family, in the new year ahead. And so with that, I want to say to all of us, a blessed new year 2025, and may God's rest be with all of us. And all God's people say, Amen. Amen.